KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The M4 from Prospecton Road to Virginia Airport is being affected by the Durban International Marathon that's currently taking place, with main roads being closed. This will impact your travel until midday today. Motorists are encouraged to use alternative routes until the race is complete. And the Eastern Cape Liquor Board says it's still studying the SA Human Rights Commission's report on the Inyobeni Tavern tragedy. On Thursday, the Commission released the 88-page report into the deaths of 21 schoolchildren at a pens-down party in an East London tavern in 2021. It found that in 2022, the Health Department provided reports that created uncertainties among families on the causes of their children's deaths. The Board's Mgwebi Msiya.
As soon as we have concluded the process of reviewing the report, we will issue out a detailed response on our view of the report as the Eastern Cape Liquor Board, which will be made available to both the media and the members of the society.
And in the UK, a night vigil was held in memory of Kulsuma Akhtar, who was fatally stabbed in Bradford. She was pushing her baby son in a pram when the incident occurred earlier this month. A service organised by women from across the city took place in Centenary Square yesterday. Tracy Braben is the mayor of West Yorkshire.
Being here is an absolute tragedy and a failure on my part. I myself have witnessed sexual violence. I had justice. He was caught. He went to prison. Not many people get that justice. And unfortunately, Kulsuma, the system let her down.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Taking a look at your weather, Durban and Margate 24, Pietermaritzburg and Newcastle 26, Richards Bay and Ulundi 23, Ladysmith, Kokstad and Underberg 25, and Moy River 22. You've got 2 meter high swells in Durban this afternoon with sunset at 23 minutes past 5. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.